Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting third. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mike Chartak. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eldon Auker. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Eldon Auker. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ned Harris. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dixie Parsons. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal White. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal White. And now, play ball. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harlan Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift takes first base on ball four. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs strikes out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clift moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak strikes out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stevens moves to second. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 1 in the game. Berardino hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Judnick hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0-for-1 in the game. Chartak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a line drive towards short. Lepon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCoskey hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Judnick is chasing the ball. McCoskey rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Higgins moves to second. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lapon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Higgins scores. It's 4 to nothing, Tigers. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 0 for 1 in the game. Parsons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lapon moves to second. Two outs. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Chartak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge pinch hits for Eldon Ocker. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 2 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gutteridge moves to second. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Gutteridge moves to third. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Hollingsworth now pitching. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 2 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bloodworth moves to second. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. McCoskey bunts towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Berardino covering, for the out. Bloodworth moves to third. Kramer moves to second. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. York is walked intentionally. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0-for-2 in the game. Chartak hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris hits a fly ball into left field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lapon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 0-for-2 in the game. Parsons strikes out. Two outs. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bloodworth hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McCoskey takes first base on ball 4. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. York hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Judnick is hit by the pitch. Lobbs moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-3 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lobbs moves to third. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lobbs scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Tigers. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0-for-3 in the game. Chartak hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Judnick moves to second. Tony Criscola pinch hits for Frankie Hayes. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Farrell now catching. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Higgins hits a line drive into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-3 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harris for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lapon hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lapon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Glenn McQuillan pinch hits for Al Hollingsworth. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Berardino hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Clift hits a line drive into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.